Chapter 14, Adrenaline and Panic. Are they dangerous?
Adrenaline. It's the reason why a 95-pound woman can lift up a car to save her child who is pinned underneath it. It's a powerful hormone. In the days of the caveman, adrenaline is what was needed to fight huge animals or run. It's what gets you going when there's a real danger. So, what's the problem with adrenaline?
The problem with adrenaline is that people with anxiety get too much of it. Adrenaline, also known as epinephrine, is secreted from the adrenal gland into our bloodstream. This gland sits above our kidney and is only about the size of an almond, which is remarkable since the effects of adrenaline are so powerful. Psychiatrist Dr. Romeo Isidro has treated thousands of patients who have experienced the physical symptoms caused by adrenaline and the other stress hormone, cortisol.
When you have an excess amount of adrenaline, it can raise your blood pressure, your pulse rate, you can have the increased sweating, you can even feel lightheaded, and even the feeling of passing out.
Since this lecture is entitled Understanding and Conquering Anxiety, I'm assuming that the majority of people here tonight have an adrenal gland that secretes an excess amount of adrenaline and are what I call adrenaline super secretors, or by its more popular acronym, ASS. Please raise your hand proudly if you are an ASS. I knew it. You're all adrenaline super secretors. It's important to know that adrenaline, the main cause of physical symptoms of anxiety, is so powerful it fools people into believing they are having a major medical issue and must go to an emergency room. It is very common for people to feel like they are dying. They feel like they can't breathe or that they're having a heart attack.
I remember this one time when my anxiety got so bad. My head was pounding. My chest was hurting. I really thought I was having a heart attack. I was so afraid that I actually went to the emergency room. And I got there, and they took a look at me, and they basically told me I had had a panic attack.
Once again, Dr. Jason Greenspan, emergency room physician.
In the emergency department, we have the opportunity of seeing panic disorders in a lot of different ways, and they are remarkably common. I see, on average, 20 to 25 patients a day, give or take. I would say at least once a day, I'm seeing somebody with a panic disorder, either coming in primarily for a panic attack, or the anxiety component to whatever they're presenting with is playing a very large role in their symptoms.
But is adrenaline and panic dangerous? Can someone die from a panic attack?
The question comes up about how severe can panic attacks become and can they become life-threatening? No doubt the symptoms feel as if they can be and can mimic some life-threatening diagnoses such as heart attacks, strokes, respiratory failure, etc. And while in people who are predisposed or have other conditions like heart problems, they can help or they can exacerbate or worsen those conditions, they can't in and of themselves really cause a heart attack, nor can they cause anybody to have any lethal complications or outcome like that.
The heart is a very strong muscle. Beating fast does not mean a heart attack. When people exercise, their heart beats fast, but this is not scary because they expect an increased heart rate. Like exercise, panic and anxiety also causes the heart to beat fast. So panic attacks can't cause a heart attack or stroke, but can panic cause someone to stop breathing or their throat to close up?
A panic attack cannot make your throat close or make you stop breathing.
Dr. Howard Liebgold, MD, writes in Curing Anxiety, Phobias, and Compulsive Disorders, no one dies from panic attacks. You always get enough oxygen to breathe. The trachea is a stiff pipe leading to the lungs. Even if your chest is tight and your throat muscles are constricted, the rigid pipe of the trachea always stays open and air gets into your lungs. Air is under enormous pressure, 15 pounds per square inch. You always get enough air. So a panic attack cannot cause a heart attack, stroke, or cause someone to stop breathing. But what about passing out? Can a panic attack cause someone to pass out?
Absolutely, you can pass out from a panic attack. If you hyperventilate long enough, you can absolutely pass out from it. It's usually the actual hyperventilation part that can actually make you pass out. If you're not breathing fast, if your heart rate isn't going too fast for your heart system or your cardiovascular system, then you're going to be fine.
In the vast majority of cases, it is the hyperventilation that can result in a person passing out. With 3x3 breathing and the tools taught in this series, you will be able to stop hyperventilation, calm your anxiety before it leads to panic, and cope with the effects of adrenaline before any risk of passing out.
Adrenaline and its effects will last only a number of minutes and will functionally leave the body within minutes. The process would be that whatever causes their anxiety attack, the sort of physical rush and all those other symptoms would happen pretty rapidly, within seconds, would last probably a couple minutes, and then if someone was able to either take away the impetus that started it in the first place or calm themselves down to get over the panic attack, the actual physical effects should really not be any more than a couple of minutes.
By using 3x3 relaxation breathing, you can ride out the initial surge of adrenaline and its symptoms. Adrenaline leaves the body in only a few minutes, unless your adrenal gland secretes more adrenaline into the bloodstream. 3x3 breathing can prevent additional production of adrenaline from happening.
Slow, deep breathing from the lower portion of your lungs reduces adrenaline secretion and reduces anxiety.
The 3x3 breathing, I'm very confident that it will prevent the panic. I haven't had the panic attacks I used to have.
In addition to the stress hormones, our body also produces wellness hormones. Endorphins are natural body tranquilizers, which give you a sense of calm and well-being, and are naturally produced in the body when you do things like 3x3 breathing, physical exercise, and the relaxation exercise you listened to in the previous chapter. To become the calm and relaxed person you desire to be, you must practice being calm and relaxed. Listening to the relaxation exercise in this program each day is the perfect way to help you achieve this goal.